This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us, bud?
All right, Joe, how about this? The Dallas Mavericks deciding to stick it to their fans here by raising season ticket prices by an average of 8.6% next season. Ooh. The increase is due to, quote, ongoing investments in the team and fan engagement.
Something fans don't want to hear. There's one other thing fans don't want to hear. Do you want you want that one? They want to hear that you don't see, the fan base doesn't see where you're spending your money, and we got a brand new clubhouse, and we got a whole bunch of people in the front office that we paid.
Yeah,
that really doesn't turn people on.
Shouldn't come out of the fans' pockets.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. By the way, Kyrie got hurt pretty significantly last night, it appeared. So the Dallas Mavericks, they are, you talk about a team that's going to be cursed for a while.
Oh.
That's got to be the worst trade ever.
How's Luka? Luka's been kind of up and down, huh, so far?
Well, he's figuring, they're winning, he's figuring though. It out.
They're winning a lot of games, getting after people defensively.
Man, oh man. Guy took you to the finals last year and you dumped him because he's fat.
He didn't look that fat. I was watching.
I don't think he looks that fat either, but who knows, man. I don't know.
Everybody's going, by the way, they've leaked it out. He used to weigh 230. We think he's closer to 260 now.
All right, Joe, we go to soccer next. This did not take long. Lionel Messi missed the game on Sunday, the Houston Dynamo. It was a road match there. They said
they didn't need him.
He did not travel. Well, that's not the point. It said he was not injured. He did not travel because of a coach's decision to rest him due to the congested team schedule. Fans paid well over $200 for tickets to the match. And afterwards, or I guess when they had announced this, Joe, like after the announcement here, they offered fans who attended the match complimentary tickets to a future game here because, again, everyone just essentially got screwed.
It was on the road, right? It was at
Yeah,
Houston.
Yeah. But, you know. I don't know, man. If the
he
guy's
can't
healthy,
play every game.
He can't play. Okay.
Do you think at 37 or 38, he can't play every game?
I don't. I think this is more of, again, I've said this from the beginning. I think it's more about people just want to see him on the field. I don't think it matters if he plays the whole match. I don't think it matters what he does out
Inter
there.
Inter Miami wants to win a championship with him.
That's lovely, but this is more than just, you know, again, why do you think people paid $200?
I love you, Ben. You become such a...
But why do you think people paid in excess of $200 to go
they
see
should let him
soccer,
know. They
an
should,
MLS match?
They should let him know, like, hey, by the way, we looked at our schedule. He won't be playing in your game, Houston. We don't think you're very good. We can win without him in that game.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I think that's tough for those fans, but whatever. Right?
I'd like to see him healthy for all the home games for these fans.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I know you care about
him. He is healthy, by the way. He was just tired, apparently. Anyway, Joe, we go to
your sarcasm is just unbelievable.
Oh, I think it sucks. I think it sucks for fans that shell out that kind of money.
So you want him to just play until he's hurt, and then once he's hurt.
Do I want him to keep playing?
They should have just told him. The team should have just said he's hurt.
I think that he should have, at the very least, he should travel out there, and he should start play a little bit. Run around out there a little bit. The talent in that league is terrible. Like, just run around a little bit. you know, dominate these guys like you do every game, and just, you know. But if he's healthy, he should probably try to at least show up.
When'd you start caring about Inter Miami so much?
I care about the common man, Joe, the fan.
Yeah. Just a regular guy to go out and talk to, I can tell you that. Hey, let's go talk to Woody over there.
I care, bro. I care about the fan.
You're such a caring dude, man. I noticed that about you.
Honestly, it happened to me, so I'm just kind of pissed off about the whole situation. But remember, I took my kid to the game.
They teased
him on the, oh, he's playing social media, and he didn't even show up. Anyway.
He's going to miss some more games.
I'm sure he will. Johnny Manziel back in the news here, Joe, but not exactly him. His mom, Michelle, arrested for DWI in their little town there in Texas, 65 miles northwest of San Antonio.
I saw the picture.
You saw the mugshot?
I did.
What'd you think?
When was the last time somebody had a mugshot after drinking all night and getting arrested? That no one's ever had a good picture. That's never your best picture.
No.
Right? You look like somebody's going to spend some time, a few hours in a jail cell. It's just not a great picture.
Probably not, no. But anyway, the Manziel's back in the news.
But this time it was mom.
We never miss. Manziel's
are
in the news. We'll never miss.
Don't worry. Mom's going to be able to get out quickly. Dad will get her out there.
Johnny's doing great things, by the way.
What's Johnny
doing?
He's
cleaned up his act.
You're such a Johnny fan.
I do like
you him. You love to party
I
with
do.
Johnny.
I do like Johnny.
Johnny, party with me.
Johnny's ever in Miami. Hit us up. You'd go out with him. You'd think he's cool. I know you rip him on the air, but you would kiss his ass if he was going to take us out to a big night.
Woody, not me. Those days are done, brother. Mostly done.
We'll see. Yeah.
Mostly done.
All right. A couple of auction items here, Joe. Jackie Robinson rookie card here.
Wow.
They are saying this is a 1948 Leaf card. It is regarded as Robinson's true rookie card. This is graded a PSA 8.
Oh, gosh.
It is expected to go for over $400,000.
Wow.
The sad thing is I feel like you probably might have had one of these, right? 48?
No.
No?
No.
You were a young man then. You weren't collecting?
No, it's not funny.
No?
It's not funny. I know you're trying to take a shot.
It's not a shot. I'm just saying.
No, I...
All right. And in our last one
I had
one
some
here,
cards. Now, don't get me wrong. I had some cards.
Yeah?
As a kid, I...
We all did.
I wish I'd have taken care of them. I wish somebody in my life would have said, hey, dumbass, put those cards away. Keep them in air conditioning. Don't let them get around the bicycle.
All right.
Leave them alone.
This last one here, this is a crappy story, man. I remember we talked about this like, I don't know, I want to say like a week ago. Remember the jersey swap, the little five-year-old kid swapped jerseys with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
He gave him his jersey,
yes.
little kid jersey.
Thought it was a nice
Wemby
story.
Hands him the jersey. Yeah, it was like the greatest. You know, they sent out a nice tweet about it. This is the greatest jersey swap ever. All this nice stuff. So they decided to sell the jersey.
The kid sold
Golden Auctions. I don't think a five-year-old is capable of making such a decision. So,
by the way, this is why, just so you know, this is why superstars aren't always real excited about signing and doing stuff.
Yes,
because everybody's
the parents are out of control,
flipping it, trying to make a buck off them.
I just don't think the five-year-old had any say in this. I don't know. I have an eight-year-old that.
Can you imagine
really
a five-year-old going, "Hey, Dad, could use some of that money right
yeah.
now."
Well, yeah,
get you and Mom a car, but you got to give me some candy.
My eight-year-old was all bent out of shape. He had a Pokemon card trade or something that went wrong. I don't know. So.
Really?
But, yeah, I mean, it's these kids have buyer's remorse or seller's remorse or whatever. But anyway.
I don't know a five-year-old just going, Dad, how do we do on this?
Yeah.
Let's sell it. I can get that. What kind of money, Dad?
But this was under very strange circumstances. So Wemby gets hurt the day before the auction is slated to end. So I don't know that this had, you know, a major negative effect on the selling price. It only sold for $73,000. Which, if you followed, you know, we've done a lot of Wemby memorabilia on this segment here, Joe. That is low end. for a Wemby game used jersey, especially like it's got the, you know, the photo match with the swap and everything. So long story short, they are suing to try to get the jersey back. The dad and I guess the son are suing to try to get the jersey back. They're trying to stop the sale. Golden Auctions is like, yeah, can't do that. It's not how this works.
Yeah. Well, you dumbasses did it. Now it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, again, it's a really sad story because I feel terrible for the five-year-old kid. The dad's a moron. But I feel sorry for the five-year-old because you'll be like, oh, my dad sold this thing. He sold again. It sold for $73,000, which I don't know what that's going to end up after auction fees. Maybe 60. He takes home. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
Now, look, man, I don't know. Wemby could never play again, or he could come back and be a massive star. I have no idea how this is going to go down here, Joe. But nevertheless, man,
yeah,
that kid's going to have that really cool picture.
Yep.
And he's going to be like, yeah, my dad sold the jersey.
Yeah. I haven't seen a five-year-old yet that said, Dad, what can we get for it? Driving home. What can we get for it? We got to move.
Guy's hot right now. Does suck, by the way, that the guy got hurt like while the auction was going on. But even if it sold for more than that, like, I mean, you're still gonna have massive remorse for selling that.
Yeah.
All right, tough, man.
No,
tough.
I know. That's all right.
Don't sell your kids stuff. That's a good lesson for the parents out there.
We got Kyle Crabbe's going to join us, Locked On Fins podcast, after just being at the Combine, and talk a little bit about the Dolphins. Ed Jovanovski will join us a little bit later. We'll talk about what's going on with the Panthers right now as they get another real good win at home against Tampa Bay last night. The Barkoff Show continues. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. People ask me almost every day. I'll see somebody. And it starts with, hey, Joe, where do most of the pros in this town go when they get injured? Well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins. We got the Tennis Open, Miami Tennis Open. They're going to, Baptist Health doctors will be out there. And FIU, FAU, I can go on and on. But, yeah, and then they ask me, well, can you get me in to see this specialist? Is somebody? I said, well, no, but you can get yourself in there, man. That's what Baptist Health South Florida does. Not only takes care of our high school, college, and professional athletes, but take care of all of us, man, with some of the top specialists. It is one of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country. Boy, they got an all-star lineup of surgeons and specialists that you're going to love. You're going to love the results. Now, the good news is we got great doctors. The bad news is you're sooner or later, if you're competitive, you're going to get hurt. But knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, they got doctors for every part of the body. You can't be the best until you get some of the best doctors for everything, including hand specialists. They do it all. And with three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, to 595 in Pine Island Implantation, it is hot right now, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up an appointment. One goal from those doctors, back getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.